The shutdown is over and my EBT card is loaded.
Audits are showing that Minnesota officials failed to complete the required security checks for computer systems that determine who gets EBT and SNAP benefits. So the issue right now in America is you got a bunch of people in their 20s and 30s who are able-bodied, but they choose not to work because getting food stamps and Section 8 is so incredibly easy. This program distributed $70 million of your taxpayer dollars per month. And that means anybody would have went in, asked for food stamps, and have gotten it. I think this whole entire food stamps and EBT situation, originally it was like meant for people who were like hungry and starving and just needed something to eat. But now this whole EBT situation has gotten out of control to the point that some people are even selling their EBT debit cards for cash. And kind of see why the current administration wants to crack down on this. I mean, you got $70 million per month being distributed out. That is a crap load of money. Check out some of these videos.
Cutting food stamps the month of Thanksgiving, y'all cannot tell me they did not plan that shit. Hear me out. This might be a wild take, but I truly feel like they're trying to see how far they can push us so we can give them a reaction so they can just start blasting us. Because let's be honest, we all riot, we all rampage, we all genuinely get together and fucking create some ruckus. They're gonna have no choice but to put their foot down and have to shoot some people and control the population. On my mama! It is all a fucking plan. I just wanna know when we're all gonna be like that Ant movie and get together and just overthrow these bitches. Because I genuinely feel like people forget that it is our right to overthrow the government if we don't see it fit. And clearly our government has been shut down twice. Our government is not fit. So therefore, hear me out, it is our right to overthrow the government. Y'all need to get this racism shit out of your ass and get out of this division shit. And we need to start getting together. Because that's what the fuck they want, is for us to be divided so they can conquer. We literally learn about this.
Trump has put a freeze on food stamps. Yep, that's right. You heard it here first. Now, the joke is on y'all, because I ain't never had them to begin with. Why y'all wanted to come for me in the comments so bad. Y'all wanted that to be my story so bad. The joke's on y'all. They never wanted to give me any. They also didn't want to put me on housing either. So, clock that T. But back to what I was saying. Yeah, first it was like, okay, y'all can't get Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams and soda with the EBT no more. But now, news just in, they done froze the thing all together. So while y'all was in the comments clapping it up that I lost my fake food stamps, don't worry. Don't worry. Because everybody gonna lose them for real now. Everybody gonna lose them for real now. So I hope everybody is happy. And another thing I need to clock, I will never, never stop getting my hair, lashes, and nails done. And boo-boo, for y'all information, I'm a cosmetologist, so I do everything to myself. Except my nails, my homegirl did that. But other than that, don't come up here and try to clock my tea. Cause my tea can't be clocked. Bookie.
So I get $3,000 in food stamps. Obviously it's 8 of us, so you do the math. That's why I get $3,000. I have no income, so obviously I'm gonna get the full benefit amount. Does that make you mad too? Does it make you mad that the government is helping me feed my children? Does that make you wanna punch me in my face? Does that make you angry? Does that make you shiver in your boots? Yeah. Be mad. Stay mad. How else am I gonna feed my kids? I don't have a job. Even though I'm going to an interview today. Cause like I said, I took your advice. So it is what it is.
Y'all, so they cutting off the stamps, right? No more food stamps. Friends, come close. Who gonna push me out of court? I need some girls so go push me out of the car real quick. Cause I'm just saying, y'all cutting off the stamps. What the fuck is people supposed to be doing? Thanksgiving is right around the corner in 2 blocks. The fuck? Myself. So if y'all know any money and mention baskets, hell at auntie. Cause I need a basket.
Okay, so The food stamps are being cut off. There's going to be no food stamps for November. I know people are struggling. I'm going to remind y'all of the resource that I give out to people all the time. Y'all have seen me post about it a million times, but people always miss it and ask me if I can repost it. This is going to be my repost of this month. I will probably repost this a number of times. Findhelp.org. One second. Findhelp.org is a website where you can go type in your zip code and you can find food pantries and a host of other resources. I accidentally clicked emergency food here, so ignore that. But if you go down to food and then you click on food pantries, it's going to verify if you're a human, but then you will have a list of local food pantries. This is the zip code I put in was my old one from Baltimore, but like literally any zip code should work. Find your local food pantry, like give to your local food pantry. I'm gonna like be giving, shopping for some canned goods later to give, and some non-perishable goods to give to a couple of my local food pantries. Right now we need each other more than ever. This is your reminder to share this resource. It's gonna be a little sticky in these next couple of months, truly, but I do think if we stick together, we'll be good. That's it. I will probably do a can drive, so look out for that. I just have to figure out logistics, but we need to help each other. That's it.
I don't care what y'all talk about, and y'all can continue to call me every name in the book, but I'm gonna keep on standing on the fact that if you can pay for extracurriculars, like things like club, going to the club every weekend, bottles every weekend, going on trips and doing all this extra shit, and you on food stamps, you're wrong. If you can pay for all these wants with your own money, you can also pay for your groceries with your own money. And I'm going to keep standing on this. And I don't even go just for black people, but that goes for everybody. But what I see most of the time is black people doing this shit. And yes, I'm black, so I'm going to call it out. So yeah, y'all can keep trying to tell me that I'm not black, and y'all can keep trying to call me conservative, whatever the fuck, because I know that stupid shit ain't true. If y'all gonna be so mad at me for telling people to save the system for the people that actually need it, y'all are part of the problem. Stop expecting fucking handouts and do what the fuck you have to do.
Somebody stole $900 fucking dollars off my fucking food stamp card from Phil fucking Duffy at 1 in the fucking morning. How can I even do it? I only spent $200 off my car yesterday. I wake up the morning to check my shit. $900 is gone off my fucking car. How? From different fucking stores in Philadelphia. Me and my kids don't got shit. I was just trying to buy some shit for yesterday. I bought like 3 meals and a couple of shit, a couple things for my kids. And I was saving the rest on my car just to keep going back and forth to the store. So we won't run out of food like we usually do. If I buy everything in one walk. Now it made me feel like I should just bought everything while I was in the store. Cause now all that shit gone. Now we ain't got shit. And I know they ain't gonna give them back. I know the food stuff I was not gonna give them back. They just gonna give us a new fucking card. And this shit fucked up cause I gotta wait way till next month. And we just got our stuff yesterday. That's a whole month. We gotta wait. I'm about to lose my fucking mind. I'm about to lose my motherfucking mind. I'm about to lose my fucking senses.
I'm over here at the store, y'all. And, you know, they done cut a bitch's food stamp short, right? But y'all know I ain't the only one, and I know it's bad. When all the chip mates is gone, but you got a full variety of these bitches right here. But the chip mates is gone. 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 Damn. Y'all couldn't leave a bitch just one pack of chip mates? Y'all know we struggling out here.
I'm a single mother of 9 kids, which means there are 10 of us in the household. So yes, I do spend about $3,000 a month in groceries. That's only $300 a month per person. It really sucks that my food stamps got cut from $3,000 to $800 because I can't feed a family of 10 off of $800 a month. And the money I was saving from not having to spend on groceries, I was using to pay our mortgage payment. My mortgage is about $2,800 a month, and thankfully I do get child support because I have 5 different baby daddies. Thank God I have so many baby daddies, because if I only had one and they only gave me like a certain percentage of his paycheck, I genuinely don't know what I would do. But I do have 5 different ones, so I do get paychecks from all 5 of them. And I did get a part-time job. I was a stay-at-home mom, but when this happened, I decided I'm gonna have to get a part-time job just so I can feed my kids. Thankfully, all my kids are school age and summer is almost over, so I'm not gonna have to worry about daycare costs. All this to say, $3,000 a month is a very reasonable amount for me to be getting from the government since I have a family of 10.
So I guess me and my family just won't eat in November? Sounds reasonable. What the fuck?
Listen, not receiving stamps next month shouldn't make you mad and upset. It should teach you how to budget and save. It basically telling us, like, this is my opinion. I think they're trying to tell us, like, start utilizing it in the right way. Because, you know, they want to take off the chips and the soda. Like, you know, a lot of people go buy bullshit because the amount of food stamps that they get, or whatever the case may be, but they don't take it serious. I receive food stamps, so that's how I know. I don't been in situations where I had to budget to the next month, whatever, so I understand it. But that's what I get from it. Just learn to budget and save. Get yourself prepared to get off government assistance.
So today is Halloween and tomorrow is November the 1st. November the 1st, food stamps is going to be cut. And I feel a type of way about that. The reason why I feel a type of way about that is because at one point in time I was on food stamps because, you know, certain people need help. But my thing is this, I'm paying all this fucking tax money for y'all not to do what the fuck I want y'all to do with my money. What's the point of paying taxes? If y'all not spending my fucking money that I goddamn get up every fucking day and work hard for, my tax money, if y'all not spending that motherfucking shit on goddamn puppies, animals, period, because I love me some fucking animals, goddamn kids, and I mean United States kids, and our fucking military that literally go to fucking work every single day and put their damn lives on the line for us. If y'all not paying them motherfuckers, goddamn throw the whole goddamn country away. Fuck y'all. The hell you mean that the military is not gonna get paid? Motherfucker, I go to work every goddamn day so I can goddamn be saved by the motherfucking military just in case some shit pop off. And with some shit pop off, I need they damn help. I need them to get paid. Out of everybody in this whole entire, I need them motherfuckers to be paid. The military needs to be paid. Y'all sitting over there and sending fucking money across damn seas, paying for their fucking health care, paying for their damn army. Why y'all not paying for the fucking army that's trying to fucking save our life? That shit don't make no goddamn sense. I need them motherfuckers paid immediately. Because them shit pop off. Guess I'm going over there with my motherfucking military people. I know they gonna protect me. Y'all sitting over here spending my fucking money on shit I don't want y'all to spend my fucking money on. Bitch, that's my money. If y'all gonna spend my motherfucking money on goddamn bullshit, run that shit the fuck back, bitch. Run that shit back. Give me my motherfucking shit and I spend my money on what the fuck I want to spend it on. At this point, everybody need to fucking go exempt because you're not spending the money on what the fuck I need you to spend my shit on, bitch. I need my motherfucking money. Give that shit right the fuck on back. I don't need that to go into y'all motherfucking pockets. I need y'all to go to the damn kids, the United States fucking kids. I don't give a fuck what color you are. The United States fucking kids. I need that shit to go to them so they can fucking eat. I need that shit to go to goddamn homeless puppies, fucking cows, all that other motherfucking shit. I needed that shit to go to them. I need that shit to go to motherfuckers that's sitting over here every goddamn day and put on that damn suit because they fucking in the military. I need my money to fucking go to them. You don't pay them. It's a fucking problem. And y'all sitting over here talking about some, oh, now everybody talking about some, they about to loot and they about to do this and they about to do that. I ain't got time for all of that. All I'm saying is y'all go out there, y'all do that, y'all be safe. Stay blessed up. Stay blessed the fuck up. Okay? If y'all gonna go out there and do that. And y'all better not stop them once they do that. Because at the end of the fucking day, they gotta feed their kids. Speaking of keep feeding their damn kids, honey, bring back that pork and bean weenies, some oodas and noodles, some damn bologna sandwiches. That's all I'm fucking saying. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do until this shit blows the fuck over, sis. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, okay? But my thing, run me my fucking shit back. I mean, expeditiously, run me my motherfucking shit, bitch.
I see a lot of people freaking out right now, and while Aaron and Harry are usually very good at making sure we have reliable resources, I personally haven't seen anywhere that specifies specifically that SNAP will be impacted by the federal assistance being paused. We don't even know if that's necessarily legal for them to do, especially with people having children and being disabled and unable to work. We can't just stop them from being able to eat for up to 3 months. Of course, though, it was explained in Project 2025 that they did want to get rid of these assistance programs, so there's no way of really knowing for sure. I would not put it past Trump to pass this through and really impact people's lives in this way and so quickly. But for right now, I think we just need to wait and see, and hopefully everyone is properly taken care of. Hopefully today we will get solid confirmation on which programs will be impacted so people can plan accordingly.
So food stamps got cut, and I'm going down the TikTok rabbit hole and seeing that there's a lot of people up in arms that are very angry, and rightfully so. You know, you got kids to feed, a family to feed, yourself. You know, I would probably be upset if I was in that position too. I do get a little annoyed when people start using, like, the Bible to try to make points like Jesus, love thy neighbor and have compassion and all those things. And you can definitely do those things. But there's a quote in the Bible as well that comes from the Apostle Paul, who says, if you don't work, you don't eat, referring to the villagers that didn't want to contribute. You know, so that's the message of the day. If you don't work, you don't eat. I mean, there's plenty of people that genuinely need assistance, and there's like food banks and shelters and soup kitchens that help people that genuinely need that assistance. But I mean, if you're gonna refer to the Bible, there's a lot of stuff in there that may negate your point. Shit, somebody might even refute this after I post it. But that's the message of the day. If you don't work, you don't eat. And this has been going on for a little bit now. You should have saw this coming. And good luck to you. I have all the compassion in the world. Love thy neighbor and all that, for sure. But if you don't work, you don't eat.
Yeah, so man, listen. Let me tell you something about y'all people that like to call y'allself black. Ever since the government shut down and they started talking about cutting food stamps, y'all been making jokes thinking everything funny. What about that single mother that don't got nothing but food stamps to feed her 5 kids or 6 kids or 7 kids? What about those kids, man? Them kids gonna go hungry. While y'all on the internet making jokes, laughing, talking about, oh, they cutting food stamps, people gonna be prostituting and selling this and selling that for the low. Y'all think everything a joke. Y'all, oh, they need to get a job. Y'all laughing, making jokes about people that's not gonna receive their food benefits. And I know it's all racist, but blacks, y'all should be ashamed of thinking it's funny that somebody's not gonna get food stamps. Cause y'all the same black people that say y'all deserve reparation for the stuff that was done to y'all ancestors. Yeah, y'all say y'all deserve reparation from this country for the stuff that was did to y'all ancestors, but then y'all laugh at the blacks that's not gonna receive food assistance. Make it make sense. That's ignorant to me, bro. And I know a lot of y'all be sleepers and y'all ain't woke as y'all think y'all wanna be, or y'all just wanna be comedians y'all whole life, so y'all get on social media and wanna joke and think everything and laughter and blah, 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 trying to cover up your own, you know, whatever it make you feel better. But that's ignorance to me when I think about that, because don't be on here talking about your ancestors, that y'all deserve reparation for what happened to your ancestors, and then be laughing about these people not giving some of your kind food benefits to feed their hungry kids or to take care of themselves this month. No matter the reason, no matter the gender, no matter the race, no matter none of that. A person who call themselves black should be the last person laughing at somebody else for not receiving something, because y'all are laughing stock of America. So stop playing. God bless y'all. Have a beautiful day. Yazzle.
Apparently, I'm the reason why Trump wants to cut food stamps. Little me. Just because of me. Just me, right? Just me. I don't think so. I'm going to call him up. Not this weekend, because with the whole government shutdown and all that, he's like super swamped. But next week, I will go ahead and I will personally call Mr. Trump and ask him myself, are you cutting food stamps because of me? Like, please don't. Like, don't. Because, you know, it's fun. It's fun to get food stamps. You know, it's like free food. We get, like, so much money in food stamps. My sister gets, like, $3,600. I get, like, $2,004 or something like that. $2,400 or something. I'm not sure. Anywho. But I'll call him and I'll make sure that he does not do this, okay? We're friends. Me and Trump are friends. Like, you have no idea. We're, like, BFFs, okay? So, yeah. Just letting you know. Don't worry about it. I got you.
Y'all, I done called this food stamp service people. Looking for my balance. This thing takes $0. Y'all done cut our food stamps off. It is real. It is in effect. They done cut our food stamps off.
As a woman, you should always have your own money. And part of the reason why is if you watch how a lot of these men are acting when it comes to this food stamp situation, and how a lot of them are very happy and excited because they think that it's about to put a lot of women in survival mode to the point where those women are going to need them. I don't know why any loser would want a woman who want them strictly off of survival. Right? She don't genuinely want you. She wants you because her food stamps got cut off and she need food for her house. What type of loser are you to where that's a compliment, right? That makes you feel good, that the only reason why you got chosen is because somebody need food in their house. I just want to know what make y'all men think that these women are single. A lot of these women to be getting these food stamps keep a man. They keep a pookie up in that house eating up that food that they buying with them food stamps. So I don't know what you talking about. You banking on them needing you? They already got a bum. They don't need to wait around for you to do nothing either. But that's really sad that you sitting around waiting and hoping that these women gonna be so damn bad, so bad off from not being able to buy food that they gonna just go ahead and choose you. That's sad. That is pathetic. I would hate to know that somebody only chose me because they ain't had no food in their house.
I was at the supermarket today and they were putting up the sign for Thanksgiving. And at my supermarket, you put in your phone number, we're accruing points toward a free turkey for Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is not a thing for me. Thanksgiving was never a thing in my house. Growing up as a kid, we didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. It was just a regular day. I don't eat turkey. But with everything that's going on, with people getting cut off from their EBT benefits, just everything is in shambles. So I don't normally take the turkey because for what? I haven't been able to find somebody to give it to, but if somebody needs a turkey, I will get the turkey and you can have the turkey. Because I'm not gonna use the turkey, but if I can get a free turkey and give it to a family that needs a turkey, I would be more than happy to give it to someone that needs a turkey. What else are we gonna do? I know there's plenty of other people that don't eat turkey, that might not celebrate Thanksgiving, but you can get a free turkey too. Get the turkey and give it to a neighbor, give it to a friend, give it to a family in need, donate it somewhere. Help each other out. But if I can get a free turkey and help a family, I'll take the turkey and I will give the turkey to somebody else. Help each other out.
Who said EBT was back? Because whoever said that lied. You lied. If y'all gonna speak something, speak it truthfully. It's only back for certain states. Because when I woke up on November 1st, today and yesterday, I have no food stamps. None. Zilch. $0 on my card. And really, I think that's racist. Because why just a couple states got EBT back and not all of them? Especially Chicago. Chicago should be the first place to get it. We have more poverty than fucking an orphanage. I don't know if that's true. But I know for sure we got more damn babies. That's what I know. Oh my God. Please. I need my EBT back. I need to eat. I cooks. I got a big ass family that gets it too. Please. Oh my God. Is we ever gonna get it back before Christmas? We need it for Thanksgiving. If we don't get it for Thanksgiving, there won't be a Thanksgiving. Do you hear me?
So I just finally got confirmation that food stamps is officially cut for next month. And the thing about a lot of stereotypes is they say that if you're on SNAP benefits, you don't work hard, you sit on your butt and you just collect checks, when that's not the case. I work hard every single day. I get up every single day and clean houses, and I still rely on food stamps to feed my 6 children because the prices are so high, it's unrealistic to think about not having food stamps. Next month, I'm so terrified because 6 babies are always eating. Plus myself, I eat about 1 meal a day, but still. And it's like, they always say, don't rely on the government. But sometimes, like in situations right now where the government literally has raised prices over 300% on just everything, eggs, milk, everything, you do have to rely on stamps, especially in my situation where I just got custody of 3 children on top of mine. So we need it.
Like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm terrified right now. And I don't know if anyone else is scared, but this is scary. But, like, Trump needs to figure something out. I don't know. This is so messed up right now.
Okay, but I don't know who I need to talk to. But, like, why everybody getting their food stamps stolen? And who the fuck going to do something about it? Because at this point, I think it's the government. I think it's the government stealing. Because why y'all stealing on the same day that they dropped? Like, it's just giving sketchy. It's giving weird. It's giving America is a scam. It's giving, we see why Luigi did what he did to that man that was the CEO of the insurance company. Like, yeah, we did. He did that. He did that. And I'm standing behind him. What's up? Like, because it's ridiculous. Why is people's food stamps card getting straight wiped down on the same day that they dropped? Like, it don't make no sense. Y'all is wiping shit down. But try to understand that y'all are taking from people's family. Like, people got kids. Who the fuck got time to wait another month to get food stamps to put food in their house to feed their children? Like, it just ain't adding up. And it's just weird because why you can't call the EBT card no more? You can't even call E-Plus no more. You got to go through an app. It's not adding up. And I feel so sorry for the people that really be in need and that depend on their food stamps to feed their children and keep food in their house. Like, you just don't understand. Some people... You feel me? You ain't supposed to do it. But some people get their food stamps to pay their bills. Like, this shit get like that for real in the black community. I don't understand. Like, I just feel like it's so fucked up. Like, the government got to be doing this. Or it's the people that's working for the government. Because why y'all know when people food stamps is dropping? And why do y'all know to wipe them bitches down for every penny? It's just not making sense. It's not adding up. And somebody need to do something about it. Like, y'all need to do something about this shit. Y'all need to do something about this shit. It ain't no way y'all telling me, like, oh, yeah, people shit getting wiped down. I'm talking about all across the United States, transactions from all the way in San Francisco. Who the fuck stay in San Francisco? And I'm in Clay Hall. I'm in Clay County, Georgia. Y'all, they wiped my sister food stamps card down. The whole goddamn ban on that bitch gone on the same day that they dropped. And then my homegirl texted me today, like, bitch, why my EBT card got swiped? Mind you, she know nothing about my sister shit getting swiped a couple days ago. I didn't say nothing about it. Y'all is getting these people. They're trying to feed that motherfucking church, and I don't like that. We right at done. So everybody, get y'all shit. We finna go riot.
It's food stamp day, and we need everything. Yay. So we're going to two stores. Let's go. That's better. To be harvesting potatoes. You're coming home with me. You're coming home too. Can't wait to harvest my own tomatoes. Can't wait to harvest my own peppers. Fiend baby, and these are just easier than a whole box. Oh my gosh, we thought that fruit cups weren't a thing anymore. Walmart has no fruit cups, not even a place for it. So we're stocking up on fruit cups. I love all these cheeses. So we stock up on all of the cheeses. I need chicken, and I don't know the price of chicken at Walmart, and I don't want to pay here if it's less at Walmart. So let's go to Walmart. Part two. $92.50 is all we spent at Aldi's. I can't wait to see what I'm spending at Walmart now.